and these different kinds of forces. Now, this was a great discovery of the Vedic rishis, the discovery of the gods. There are cosmic forces, universal forces. These cosmic forces are number of them. So first of all, we discover that there are cosmic forces which are benign forces, which can help you and which can conquer for you the battle against the adverse forces. Who are these gods? Supposing you are told to go for a mission of work, let us say to Delhi, in the Ministry of Education. Now, you just go to the ministry, first of all, you are not even allowed the entry. You must know how to enter the field. There are rules and regulations of entry. Similarly, there are rules and regulations of entry into the world of gods. If you want to go to the world of gods, there are rules of entry. How will you enter? By what means will you enter? Then you don't know, you have got a certain purpose to fulfill. You don't know who is the secretary, who is the undersecretary, who is the joint secretary, who is the deputy secretary, you do not know. But you need to know. In other words, there is a hierarchy. Who takes the final decision? Is there anybody who takes a final decision? Or you have to call a meeting of so many secretaries together for taking a final decision? These are questions you ask when you go to a ministry. Similarly, there is a ministry of gods. This is the discovery of the Vedic rishis, that there is a kind of a ministry of gods. And if you want to make progress in the world, and you are bound to come to these obstructors and adverse forces, and you want the help of the gods, then you must know which god has what portfolio. What is the work of each god? What is his realm? What is his dominion? In what is his capacity? What is his function? Now, Vedic rishis discovered very minutely, they made so many experiments, it's impossible to describe how much experiment should have been needed. Not to think about it, but really to find out, to identify them and said, look, they discovered a number of gods and found out their functions, each one's functions. Now, this is a tremendous task. Today we can speak very freely because they have written down their gods, their names. The only difficulty is that they have kept the names in a certain sense very secret. Even if you read the Veda and read thoroughly so many times, you may not be able to find out these secrets. They have written down the formulas of these gods in what we may call algebraic language. You know algebra, you are learning perhaps algebra. Algebra is arithmetic written in a symbolic form. X plus Y is equal to 12. Now, X stands for what and Y stands for what? If it is equal to 12, then maybe that X is 5 and maybe Y is 7. So 7 is Y and 5 is X. Then X plus Y is equal to 12. But if you don't know the value, and if you simply are told there is X and there is Y, then you won't know what is the value of this. You are not given equations so that you can't even try to find out what stands for what. This is in algebra. Algebra is difficult because unless some clues are given, you cannot resolve the riddles of algebra. Similarly, these Vedic rishis wrote down the secrets of so many gods which they have discovered and their functions, but they have written in an algebraic language. This is where the problem of the Veda arises. The language of the Veda is symbolic language, like algebra. But surprising thing is that even though there are many composers of Vedic mantras, there is a common language among all of them. It is as if a group of mathematicians who have agreed to their symbolism. Here you find that there is a group of rishis who have agreed that to express a certain secret, you will use a certain expression. And they commonly follow that. If you read in a very bizarre manner, obvious manner, you will make no meaning out of it. The cow is standing before the horse. Let us say, this is a sentence in the Veda. Cow is standing before the horse. So you might think that the Vedic rishis must have seen a kind of a field, grazing ground perhaps. And there must be one horse there, and there must be one cow. And he is describing that the cow is before the horse. But the algebraic language, if you discover, and this is what Sri Aurobindo has done, if you read the book, The Secret of the Veda, Sri Aurobindo found out what these algebraic terms meant. This algebraic term, cow, is an algebraic term in the Veda. And wherever there is word cow, it means light. It doesn't mean cow, the physical cow. It means light. Horse does not mean the horse that we know of. It means will force. The light stands before the will force. It's not the cow standing before the horse. It is the light that is standing before the will force. It says that there is always a double force in the world. Wherever there is light, there is always a will force. This is the secret language of the Veda. There is a bifurcation between the knowledge and will.